Ew, I don't like pumpkin pain.
That pick is under review.
Can you send me that video?
Well, I actually despise it.
You shouldn't be chugging the flights.
Hey, you. Stop crying, you over there.
Life's party, life's always a party. Let's go, Polly.
Happy Halloween.
It is our Halloween show.
Yes, it is. We're here. Halloween, one of the best holidays around, in my top three.
I am Ryan, Foot Locker Employee of the Month, and I'm joined by Howard Stern.
I'm looking good.
Across from me. Is this the Howard Stern show, or is this Life's a Party?
How we doing? I don't know. How does he talk?
What are you?
I'm Howard Stern today.
Are you actually?
I'm a rocker, really. You know, the main costume, I was at a party, and the theme was... Dead rock stars. Really cool theme, by the way.
It is a cool theme. You were telling me about that.
Really cool theme. And I just didn't, you know, I picked this up last minute. So I was like, okay, whatever. I love the wig. Honestly, not going to lie. It brings me back to my long hair days. This is, but you know, right. Is this before? Yeah, right before the show. I used to have really long hair, kind of down to here, super curly. It feels very natural to me.
So when you went to this party, I would imagine there was like Prince was there. Maybe Michael Jackson. I think you said your dad was...
My dad was Johnny Cash.
So then when they asked Paul, what are you? It's just like, I'm just a dead rock star.
I was just any guy from the 90s.
They're like, oh, you're Howard Stern. Did you not get the memo of the party?
Well, I was like, I kind of look like Slash if I had the top hat, like his famous hat. But I'm like, one, he's not dead. Two, I didn't have the top hat. So I was like, whatever. This was a last minute idea. And sometimes with Halloween, that's what you got to do. You just got to roll with the punches. I went to Spirit Halloween like 20 minutes before the party. I bought these jeans at Goodwill. I cut them up. I had a whole fit. And what are you about to do? Like a party foul? Dumbass. What?
Teeing them up. Delay of game on the offense.
All right. Well, that's what you got
to
do.
For being late to the party.
Yeah. Well, you know, Halloween is a good time, but sometimes you get overwhelmed. You want to try to be creative. This was simple. And I feel like I look pretty good. So.
Yeah, you look good. You got the shades on, which is good. I'm a referee.
Well, I look like I had a little more effort than a shirt with a whistle. So let's go there.
Do you think ladies think referees are hot?
No, absolutely not.
No, but some referees sometimes wear like the tight referee shirt and they got like their muscles coming out.
So 0.001%.
I bet if we were to go on Pornhub, there would be a couple categories where it's like referee... Soccer mom.
So we know what category Ryan likes and what he'll do tonight.
Bitches love the rest, baby. All right, well, let's get into our show. Halloween show, third annual?
Yeah, third annual Halloween show. Hopefully you've been here. Maybe check out the old ones. Yeah, Halloween's a favorite holiday here on the show, so I'm glad we're back for round three.
So on your desk, you got the Fightin' Phil's towel. Did you get that towel? Paul was at the game. What was that, game 5 of the NLCS? Where
NLCS,
they clinched at home?
Yeah, NLCS game 5. Phillies clinched a ticket to the World Series. They clinched the National League pennant.
The Fightin' Phil. I will say this, though.
What?
Baseball needed this Phillies run.
They. I mean, the MLB, the thing is, this was everywhere, right? Like, this underdog team mentality, one, it fits with Philly perfectly. Yeah. So if you like baseball, you like, you know, Philadelphia sports, like, it fit with Philly perfectly. They were the sixth seed. They barely got in the playoffs.
Last team in.
And you're not going to lie, like the ALDS, unfortunately for Ryan, like was super boring. It was just like...
And what makes it worse is that, like, I'm a Yankees and a Phillies fan. We went past this.
Yes, yes.
But we have a new episode and we kind of record some shows maybe a couple weeks before. I had a Yankee jersey on and that drops tomorrow and the Yankees got eliminated the day before. So now I'm going to look like a jackass.
Yep.
On the episode wearing a Yankee jersey when they got swept by the Astros. But no, honestly, the MLB really needed this Phillies run because every year they're always talking about like, oh, how do we innovate the MLB? Like, how do we come up with rules to make it intriguing for fans? It seems like to the public where like no one really cares about baseball.
It's been declining for years. Like the numbers on it. If you look at numbers for different professional sports here in the United States, obviously the NFL is like number one. But like the NBA has been gaining a lot of ground recently because it's more of a show. It's more fun. It's more fast paced. Yeah. The game is shorter, right? There's more physical contact. But baseball is like America's game, and it's just trying to figure out in a modern era how to modernize it.
And the Phillies fans are resurging it. It's like
100%.
Other fan bases are looking at the Phillies fans like, holy shit, like these people actually one, care about baseball.
True.
Care about this city. I saw a statistic where it's like shooting deaths in Philadelphia are down because of, of the sports teams are being so successful right now. You got the Eagles undefeated. The Phillies are in the World Series. And there's no crime when everybody's happy about their sports teams winning in Philadelphia.
I think that's what it is. It's just positive vibes. And when the team's doing well, the city's feeling good, the people feel good, people are happier, they're kinder to people. Like, I mean, one of the most viral clips I saw recently was the guy, it was the Padres or San Diego news reporter. It was like game four, and he was right in front where like Xfinity is and right next to Citizens Bank Park where the Phillies play, like right in that area. And he was talking about, he's like, yo, you know, we're in enemy territory. They're yelling curse words at me. But then they're like, you know, have a great day, man. And they're just so happy and nice people. And it's just that environment where Philly fans like to be Philly, you know, Philly fans, and they like to have that type of energy. But at the end of the day, like, they're so much more happier when we're winning.
And the game you're at is just going to be one it's going to be like one of those historic games. Like that Bryce Harper home run to take the lead in the bottom of the eighth. You can't even write a better story than that. A guy really, that signs here, wanted to be in Philadelphia, signs a long-term deal to be a Philadelphian for the rest of his life or his rest of his career. And then he has that moment to be there. It's like one of those tickets where you save it and you show your kids, like, I was at that game.
It's funny because I have a buddy of mine who's a diehard Yankees fan. Diehard Yankees fan. And I have a buddy who's like a diehard Mets fan. And it was funny because that moment happened. I actually have the video recorded on my phone. I put it on my Instagram story. I was like recording that whole at bat, and I had the phone like next to me because we do talk about how like living in the moment, right? Yeah. You want to record it, but live in the moment. So I had the camera here like by my side and made sure I kind of got the view of him batting.
Paul's perfected the live in the moment, yet film get the it shot. From the side.
It is funny though, because I do follow another podcast of like creators, and they talk about how sometimes getting the shot is better than living it in real life. They're like, people always say live in the moment, but he's like, sometimes getting that shot is like, if you love that kind of thing, it's just so beautiful.
Like if you're a photographer and you like getting that shot. But I will say the recent concerts I've gone to, I've been watching my videos because I liked it so much that I wanted to like relive it.
Yeah,
and having
for sure.
that photo or having that video allowed you to relive it, not the
for
same
sure,
way,
for
but
sure.
in a way.
But I have it recorded. And then it was funny because the guy behind me after, you know, we were screaming, it was like amazing. And then the guy behind me, like after, he goes, hey man, I don't know if this is weird. Can you send me that video? And I was like, sure, man, absolutely.
So, I don't know if this is weird.
But I sent it to him, and he was like, dude, thank you. Like, that's amazing. So it was a great time. It's going to go down. I bought the ticket. What's so funny is I bought game five tickets.
I can't think I'm serious in this costume.
I'm looking good today, you know? I'm looking good. But I bought these tickets when the Phillies won the NLDS. It was like an hour after they won the NLDS against the Braves. I said, you know what? If we talk about anything on the show, it's about living your life to the fullest, buying the ticket, going to the concert, spending the money, taking the trip. And for me, I've always wanted to go to a playoff game in general for any sport, and I've never done it. And, you know, I feel like I'm in my 20s. I was like, this is going to be a really good time. Like, I should just spend the damn money and buy it. And so I bought two tickets. I thought it'd be a great gift for my dad. I got it for him for Christmas. And I just bought the ticket. And then I was like, yo, it is game five. It's the last game at home. They might have a potential to clinch. And then I was so upset that they won game two, or they lost game two in San Diego. But then my friend's like, well, then you get to go to the game.
Yeah.
And they're like, and they might clinch it. I'm like, yeah, you just never know. And then we're going into the game. It's just, I mean, the atmosphere is insane.
Just everything clicked.
Everything clicked. The Bryce Harper clicked. And I love his videos. Just like what he says to the camera. He's like, I'm that guy.
No, they showed him on a Zoom, and after he hit the go-ahead home run. And he kept saying in the dugout, he's like, I can't believe, like, I just did that. Like, I just did that. I can't believe I just did that.
And he knew what that meant to the city and the fans. And, like,
yeah, that guy was just locked in. Awesome. I did, speaking on video in, like, moments.
Yeah.
I saw a clip on TikTok that went pretty viral of Philly fans in the outfield, I guess, after the Bryce Harper home run, where they were just, like, hugging each other.
Yeah.
And there was not a single phone in sight.
That clip went viral.
So it's, like, almost like the Phillies fans are showing other fans, like, hey, this is how you do it. Just live in the moment. You give high fives and hugs to people behind you who you have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
And you just celebrate.
That's the best thing about sports in general, too, is everyone around you, if you're, like, if you're wearing the same colors, and, like, Bryce Harper talked about, is, like, if you got a Phillies logo on your chest or whatever, like, we're in it together, we're family, and that's where you can hug strangers, you can high-five strangers. Like, I gave a stranger behind me my phone. I was like, here, put your phone number in. Like, that's
like
not
the trust is just all the way
it's
up.
Crazy. And you look back, and you're like, that's wild.
But, you know, that's what sports do. And that's why, you know, watching the game too, like, people was like, oh, like, sports are beautiful. And in that moment, you're just like, this is
It's just unscripted.
Time.
You never know what's going to happen. Yeah. I literally told my girlfriend, I was like, how do what are people who don't watch sports doing right now? Like, producer Drew, what are you doing during that game?
I'm producing a podcast.
There you go, baby. Let's talk about it later. But yeah, I mean, October, we're in Halloween stuff. But yeah, that's a big part of the fall is fall baseball.
Red October. Yeah. I think I'm going to go to the World Series game in Philadelphia.
Did you sign up for the lottery?
I don't want to. I'll just buy the ticket.
Yeah, but
you have to go to the lottery to buy the ticket?
So there's a lottery. I don't know if it ended yet, but like I did it. My sister did it. My mom, my dad, everyone's did it. And it's a lottery. You go on the Phillies. It's like Phillies.com or whatever. And it's a lottery to get World Series tickets at face value.
Wow.
So even if you want to go, you might as well just enter the lottery. It's free. And then you can get a ticket for like $200 instead of paying. I think it's going to go for anywhere from $800 to like at least $1,000 is that base
you
value.
You think $800? I was thinking like $600. Like me and my girlfriend were looking to go to UFC in Madison Square Garden again.
Yeah.
And those tickets were like $600. But I'd rather just go to a World Series.
You should.
Go to the World Series, you can always. We already went to a UFC fight night, but to cross off a World Series off your bucket list,
correct,
would be sick. So I am looking. I'm looking at tickets to see to get. Maybe go there.
Yeah,
but
we'll see. If we
and
do
we're also
something.
Looking at maybe doing content.
We are. We're looking to maybe do content here in Philly. I mean, you never get this. You don't get this chance often. And for us to maybe, you know, we did some cool Man on the Street interviews with Philadelphia fans last year. So Philly, Dallas, maybe we do it for the World Series. We're looking into it.
It's also very unique. Like
it is, 100%.
Not every podcast has the accessibility to go 20 minutes and do World Series content.
Correct, yeah.
Like, not every reporter can go to the World Series and do content, so when people see us at World Series, it's different.
It is,
and it's cool.
But going back to that rivalry, last year we did, we did Man on the Street interview, Philly, we did Eagles-Dallas.
Yeah.
I love doing that game. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, we were hammered just walking around and just tossing Bud Lights to people.
The Eagles and the Cowboys have a great rivalry, and it's always fun, so that was really fun for us last year. This year, they played a couple weeks ago. We didn't talk about it yet, but they played a couple weeks ago on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
Really good game. Eagles won. I was like tailgating all day, and I was in Xfinity later that night watching the game, and something cool happened.
Yeah, so something cool did happen, but I didn't. This is how I found out. I was on social media, and then I see a video on Barstool Philly.
Yeah.
And it's Paul on the news talking. I'm like, what the hell? Did you find out by me?
No, so, I mean, I knew I was on the news. I knew I was being taped, right? The guy, I was in Xfinity. I was drinking for 9 hours at that point. I mean, literally obliterated. And we're watching the game, and I see this big camera, right? You see a camera. It was NBC 10 for Philly, and they have a huge light on the top of it because you're in this bar, so they want the light. So I just see this light, and I'm like, what's going on? The news reporter looked at me. We made eye contact, so he, like, ran up to me. And just automatically starts asking me a question.
Oh, he didn't go like, hey, you want to do an interview? He just asked you right away?
He was like right there. So then he was
what
like.
What was the question?
It was the Cowboys started to get some like momentum. Like they started like doing better. So he's like, what do the Eagles got to do in the second half? Like, what are you feeling right now?
They got to score touchdowns.
Yeah. And I was like, it was like, how are you feeling right now that the Cowboys have, you know, are gaining on the Eagles? I was like, honestly, it's just not a good time. I was like, we're losing momentum. We need the momentum back in our court. And I was just rattling off just nonsense, rambling. Right? Yeah. And then my buddy, Ryan Grover, Ryan is the funny part. I mean, I was like,
yeah, you rambling. Were, you weren't the reason why you were posting on.
That's the part that I was thinking about the whole time. Just like, please bring that up. It's so
my buddy Grover was the reason why it was posted later. Was he wanted... He saw the camera and was like, I just want to be in the shot, right? So he like ran behind me, got in the shot. It was off my shoulder. And then he's just like wide-eyed, literally just like just listening to me ramble, but has no idea what's going on.
And then someone videoed the interview on the news and they just kept zooming in on his face and his face was hilarious.
But yeah, but the clip went on Instagram, like Barstool Philly. And then within like 5 minutes of it being posted, I guess my older sister saw it. So she tagged me, and then people started tagging me. They started tagging Grover. It was like all around our friend group. I was like, okay, this is crazy.
Well, there's a party was buzzing on social media.
Well, wait, so I haven't told you this. I haven't
what?
Told you. This was good. So at that same part or at the same bar, Xfinity, that same night, earlier in that night, a guy came up to me and he was like, yo, man, do I know you? And I was like, no, I don't think
so. Yeah, I'm Howard Stern.
Yeah. And he goes,
do I know you? I'm like, no, I don't think so. He goes, are you Barstool Philly? That's which is weird because that's what that's dead ass what he asked.
Are you Barstool
Philly? He's like, are you on Barstool Philly? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, would I like know you from anywhere? And I'm like, I do a podcast. I'm like, I do some stuff on social media. He goes, oh yeah, okay. He's like, that's probably it. And then I leave him. And like 30 minutes later, it comes back with his phone. Yeah. With like, life's a party. He's like, this you, right? And I was like, yeah.
That's what people do. They like ask you. And then like cool. Next thing you know, it was dope. That happened to me. A guy left and he comes back and goes, this is you, right? And they pull up your profile. I'm like, yeah, that's our
pretty,
page.
It's pretty cool that we were, you know, I was recognized in Philly just getting trashed. But good time, yeah. But you also had a video.
So I've been doing my own comedy bits on my own personal page. I've been doing reels, Instagram reels, and TikToks on my page, which I think I'm going to start evolving before I get into what happened. Like, instead of doing my comedy here, I'm thinking about actually making it sort of like a stand-up atmosphere.
Get
a stool, buy a mic, and then just go straight on, like, forward. Because, like, people, there's always haters. Like, I get a lot of positive feedback on my content.
But
people
are always like,
oh, everybody needs to start a podcast nowadays. Like, first of all, this isn't part of the podcast. I do have a podcast, but this isn't part of it. But I made a bit about how there's college football players who are in their 30s playing college football.
Yeah.
Like, there's a punter for Oklahoma State who's 32 years old.
That's crazy.
Playing college football. But what happens is these players don't come over from overseas until later in their life. But I don't know. I didn't really look into it. That's another thing with these jokes is that people think I'm so serious. Like, this is my actual takes. Which is why I had to put that I'm a comedian in my bio. It's officially in there.
Yeah, I literally was just looking now on my computer to see if you actually put comedian there.
No, because I had to because these people took me too actual. And I'm like, these aren't like my real takes. These are jokes. So I had to put comedian in my profile. And I also had someone share a joke of mine. And in the caption, they said, oh, check out Ryan Smith's stuff. He's a comedian, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
What?
Yeah, I am. I'm a comedian. But regardless, I made that college football bit joke on Instagram. Kevin Garnett posted it to his story.
That's pretty cool.
Which is pretty dope. I don't like Kevin Garnett. He's like one of my hated athletes that I dislike. But he showed some love, put it on his story. So that was dope. The boys were buzzing. Life's a party over the weekend.
Yes, we were.
All right, so let's get into some Halloween content. The first thing we're going to do, people have been loving it.
Yeah, we've been getting some cool feedback. I was asking some family members at this party, too, that I have some family members that listen to the show. And I was like, what do you think about the drafts? And my one cousin, Ian, he goes, yeah, he's like, I got some beef with you.
Oh.
And I said, what? He goes, your fast food draft? He goes, yours? Terrible. God awful. But he goes, but you know what was worse? I said, what? He goes, Ryan's soda draft. That thing was awful. He goes, he said brisk. I was like, that's what I said.
I don't know. That's still debatable.
Brisk was clearly not a soda. But yeah, it was really cool for my cousin to be like, hey, man, like the drafts are cool. And I think
we had some people DMing us like pictures of like soda fountains and be like, hey, I might try Mr. Pibb. And it was a picture of Mr. Pibb.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That reminds me, I gotta write a note because I want to make these drafts like polls.
Yeah, I've been hoping we just delay on that so we don't do the soda draft and get the poll. But regardless, we're starting this show with a Halloween draft, Paul. We were thinking of categories on what we should do for Halloween for a draft. Paul said, let's just make it Halloween
overall,
so we can fire from all cylinders.
Correct, yep.
Can you give us more of a basis on what I'm doing here?
Yeah, you could...
Like
you
anything.
You could choose. So the thing is, like, I do have some October, like, they're not October activities. Like, it's not a fall draft. Like, it's a Halloween draft, but there are some overlays. Like, pumpkins can be, like, Halloween and fall, but it's, but you know what I mean?
This is going to be interesting. Let's just start the damn
thing. It's going to be Halloween related, and it's just overall Halloween activities. I think I'll have the better draft.
All right, we'll see. How are we going to decide who goes first? I don't have that app. Okay. How about flip cup? If I hit this flip cup, I get to go first.
That's what? That's not bad. I kind of
let's
like
just play each other in flip cup.
I don't have a cup. Do you have a cup?
Yeah, left hand throw. That's a left hand throw. I'm not ambidextrous, but that's a pretty damn good left hand throw.
All right, sounds good. You have a cup?
Yeah, right here, dude.
All right, that's it.
Up, down, go. Up, down, go.
No, it's you start up.
This is life's a party. You don't even know how to play fucking
up,
flip cup.
You start up, down, up, and
up,
then you drink.
Okay. Up,
down, up.
What the fuck? Yeah. Yes, it wins.
So fucking stupid.
He's like, what do you mean?
That was such a bad flip flip.
All right, you go first.
All right, first pick for the Halloween draft. Give me the classic, what people look forward to, especially in college, especially when you're adults, a Halloween party. That is the main event of Halloween. If you don't go to a Halloween party, what are you doing? And it's even cooler if you host a Halloween party. Halloween party, number one for Rye Guy.
That's a pretty good, solid first pick, not gonna lie.
Thank you.
I have a really good, solid first pick. I mean, you can't do this. You can't have the holiday without this.
Without
you can't have this. You just can't have it. I'm going to go with candy.
It's true.
Overall candy. Honestly, it's a huge part of the holiday. Sweets are a thing that I love, so we're going with candy.
Eating candy is more acceptable during the Halloween season.
Well,
I've been eating a shit ton of candy this Halloween season.
I just don't understand where it's like, hey, I'm only going to give my kid one or two pieces of candy every once in a while. But then it's like on Halloween, just get a huge bag of it from strangers and then just go to town.
All right. I have to say something serious to the camera. So this is a serious statement about Halloween candy. Can we please cut the shit of the mini candies? Let's get rid of the mini Kit Kat bar. Let's get rid of the mini Sour Patch Kids. Let's get rid of the mini Snickers bar. Let's get back to the big bar.
What do you
like? I don't want to eat these mini Kit Kat bars anymore. I want the big Kit Kat.
What are you still trick or treating? Like, what are you doing?
Well, my mom goes. I still live at home. My mom goes out,
dude,
buys
candy.
Halloween candy,
dude.
And all of it just comes in fucking minis.
Pete,
let's get the largest for the big boys out there.
Okay. You know, it's getting expensive out there.
And then the
inflation's happening.
The Starburst? I get two Starbursts?
Yeah,
and there's a good chance
packets.
That it's going to be fucking yellow?
That's,
I can't live with that.
Worse.
I think, dude, we got to get rid of the candy minis. Let's get back to the big boys.
I agree. Okay. That's all right. Thanks for the PSA, Rye. Thanks for the...
No problem.
Second pick, what do you got?
Second pick? Ladies love referees, right? We went over this.
That's not true,
no. They love referees.
I checked.
Not you.
I checked. He was right.
What do you mean you checked it on Google? You checked porn or did you check Google?
I will not confirm or deny. Okay.
I'm playing to the ladies for this. Number two, give me pumpkin spice.
I was on my list. That was a good one.
Number two, because the ladies love it.
See,
I like it? No, I actually despise it. I despise pumpkin spice. Why don't they just make pumpkin spice year-round?
Because then it wouldn't be a limited edition.
Yeah, it's
thing.
A limited edition thing.
It's like nacho fries.
It's part of the season. A little different than nacho fries.
I had nacho fries today.
It's like, well,
nachos
only go out of the ground, you know, in the summertime. So they're seasonal.
Seasonal nachos.
All right.
Let's go nacho picking. That was so dumb. We got to cut that out.
A vital part of Halloween. What we both used to love as kids, this is what we do on our Friday, Saturday nights. This is what I did this shit. No, we would not make love. This is what I did the other weekend. I'm taking haunted houses.
Okay, that's good. That's a good Halloween
activity. That is a fundamental part of Halloween, to get scared, to go out with your friends, to go to an asylum or a haunted house, haunted hayride.
Sounds like a blast.
It's a great time, man.
So you get murdered.
Haunted house.
Murder, murder, murder. Oh, I saw Dave Portnoy came up with this idea, and I got to
shout
him out.
So stupid. So stupid. This is a stupid idea. I would never go to a damn haunted house. This is so stupid.
He said that his idea is that one person every year who goes into this haunted attractions or haunted hayrides has to die. That gives the scared tactic for people when they sign up to go into the haunted house. So you sign a waiver, and there is that one, that little tiny chance that you could possibly die in
he's
that
like,
maze.
He's like, one person every year gets murdered.
I'm with it.
What?
I'm with it, dude.
No, absolutely
but then,
not.
How do you like kill the person?
Just take him. Take him out back.
Just take him and then just strangle him or something.
Let's not go down the rabbit hole.
Back to draft.
How we can do it. Yeah,
back to porn.
Insane.
And nachos growing out of the ground.
Nachos growing out, baby. Yeah, I don't love this hot take by we do like Dave Portnoy, but I don't know about that hot take.
Yeah,
that's a crazy hot take.
That's someone who's been watching too much murder mystery Netflix documentaries. Yeah.
All right, what's your third pick?
My third pick. Give me watch Halloween movies.
That's a solid pick.
Once again, playing to the ladies out there. Netflix and chill. Halloween movies. I don't even like Halloween movies. I don't like scary movies. The only Halloween movie, which we've been over, that I enjoy is Hubie Halloween.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You were like, Halloween movies. And I'm like, well, if I want scary movies, but I can't take it. But it's like, there's most of the Halloween movies, other than Hubie Halloween and Hocus Pocus, are like scary.
I heard Hocus Pocus is trash.
I heard people like that. I watched the one.
Yeah, there's like three Hocus Pocus, there's two, aren't there?
The second one just came out.
Because I was going to do a Halloween movie draft, but I couldn't even think of all of them. You got like the Addams Family.
Oh, it's pretty solid. Yeah, yeah, that's a family friendly.
I watched Coraline. That's a Halloween movie.
Yeah, it is. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Really weird movie. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. You don't know the Nightmare Before Christmas?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
You mean like the Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
No, Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Nightmare
Christmas.
Before
Are you
Christmas.
Kidding me?
I've never heard of that. In my
yes,
life.
You what? Have. You're an idiot. Yes,
is it a
have.
Cartoon?
Yeah, no, it's a claymation. It's yeah. super famous. You know it.
Jack
we'll, have to pull, we'll have to pull it up.
It's
after
the skeleton and Christmas gear. It's like the merging of the two holidays.
I'm going to pull this up for you.
I don't think I've ever seen that. But regardless, all my right, number Halloween three, movies. Halloween movies. It's always a vibe during the Halloween time.
Okay. You picked pumpkin spice. I'm going to go with pumpkin carving.
I like that pick. That's
good
a good
family
pick.
Activity. You want to be in the Halloween spirit, but don't want to go out on a Friday night. If you just want to do something relaxing in your home. Pumpkin carving.
It's a good pick. Yeah, I recently did pick. It. I actually prefer pumpkin carving over pumpkin painting.
Ew, I don't like pumpkin painting.
Yeah, pumpkin painting.
Carving's a lot
it.
Better. A lot more work, no doubt, but way better activity.
Yeah, the carving is just also
a problem with the pumpkins is that I did pumpkin carving the other day. Okay. I had fall baseball going on. I was carving my pumpkin. I did the Sixers logo. Turned out pretty good. One of my best art pieces to date.
That's not saying much.
That's not saying much.
Yeah.
But the problem is I put it out in front of my door, and what happens is that the squirrels come and they just have a feast on my pumpkin. My design is completely just a big-ass hole from squirrels just eating the pumpkin. So it's completely gone.
Gone.
And it also scares me because I have a big fear of squirrels. So when I'm leaving the house, they're always right there. And I have to run past the pumpkin, but that's a whole nother ordeal that we're not going to get into.
Pussy.
Because girls love referees.
Number four pick for you.
Oh, shit. That wasn't even my pick.
Nope. Wasn't yours.
My number four pick. I might throw in a curveball here. Let's go with ghosting somebody.
What?
Ghosting somebody is my number four pick. And it's not ignoring somebody. Oh. I did this during Christmas time, but it was called you elf somebody. You go out.
Oh, I was like, I thought you were talking about like a text. Like
yeah,
you
that's
ghost.
What I was thinking
I'm like,
too.
That's not a Halloween theme, bro. That's like a year-round like, terrible relationship.
This is a Halloween activity.
Yes, that's, I do. Isn't it called, don't you boo someone?
It could be that. But we'll go with ghost.
Okay.
All right, we'll go ghost / boo somebody.
Okay.
I like boos better.
Yeah, you can explain
it. All right, so basically what you do is you go out, you get like a white paper bag, you draw a ghost on it, you fill it up with goodies, maybe a couple gifts, and you put a note in it, and then you drop it off to someone's door as an anonymous tip, and then they answer the door, then they get booed or ghosted, as you say, read the note, get the goodies in the bag, then it's their duty to do the same thing to someone else. So then they go out, get a white paper bag, put a ghost on it, put some goodies in there, put a note in there, then they go boo or ghost someone else.
That's so much nicer than the ghosting I was thinking.
It's ongoing kindness, and yeah, it's a great activity to do during Halloween.
I remember doing it, yeah.
So there
solid.
We go.
That's a family-friendly solid pick. So a good one there. All right, number four
didn't
for Paul.
Didn't expect a wholesome shit coming from this guy.
Number four. This is not family-friendly.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
This is Mischief Night.
Oh, that's the opposite of family friendly.
Mischief Night, we call it here in New Jersey. It's actually, people call it different things, I feel like, based on where you live in the state. But Mischief Night for us here in South Jersey, the night before Halloween, October 30th, you go out on your town and you cause mischief. Very simple. That's what it is. You can either soap a car or toilet paper someone's house, put dog poop in a bag and light it on fire. You do those normal activities. You know, you just cause mischief. It's usually, you know, you do it to friends and stuff. It's like, oh, I'll go because eggs are bad. But like, I'll go toilet paper my friend's house or something,
it's so
right?
bad compared to lighting a piece of shit on fire.
Yeah, but that's good quality fun. It's good quality fun. But yeah, you just cause mischief out in the town. You maybe you post a note someone's car. You put Saran wrap on their car.
You soap their car.
Yeah.
You get a bar of soap and you just draw on their car.
Yeah. You would do it on the windows and stuff.
I will say this, though. Mischief Night kind of shows you who has friends and who doesn't have friends.
Nobody pranked me, bro. I'm sad.
So if no one TP's your house, you wake up, it's like, damn, no one threw toilet paper on my house.
I remember that, yeah.
It's like, yeah, at the same time, you don't have to clean up your house or your front yard. But at the same time, it's like, man, I got nobody that fucks with me. No one TP'd my house. If I had a kid and no one TP'd his house, I'd probably go out there and throw a couple rolls of toilet paper, make it feel like he had some friends. But also Mischief Night, a lot of kids go out and they get the cops' houses. I remember that was a big thing. It's like, where do cops live in our town? And then we'll go get their house extra good.
Yeah, the curfews were always like
they kept bringing them down every year.
Curfews like 8 o'clock. I was like, dude, gotta let the kids.
How do you feel
about
that Halloween night curfews? Because now kids go trick or treating like 4 p.m.
Yeah,
and the curfew's like 6.
Yeah,
when we were little, we would go out.
We would trick or treat till like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, late. Oh, I guess safety issue. But all right, my number 5. Oh, I don't know. So we're going with Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the draft is. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining me on the Howard Stern Show. Give me a nice hayride at number 5.
I'll take that. That's solid.
When I pick hayride, can it also incorporate scary hayrides as well as lovely hayride where you go apple picking?
You just get hayride. That's all you get.
I just get a fucking hayride down the road.
Yep.
Kygo haunted hayride then.
No, I have haunted houses.
That's different.
Haunted houses, hayride, same thing. It's a haunted activity. You can get...
Okay, it's a hayride activity.
So you can get... then fine. Hayride activity.
Hayride activity. All right, hayride activity number 5.
Hey, kids, we're going to go on a hayride activity.
All right, hayride activity number 5. I like that. Though they got to start getting some comfier seats on the hayrides. And let's get a little... get a little more power in that gas. I mean, hayrides, they go like 3 miles per hour. I went last year on a hayride pumpkin pick with my girlfriend. We were the oldest ones on the tractor. And the kids that fucking cry the whole time, like, shut the hell up.
This guy's literally said, can we get comfy seats and can it go faster?
Dude, the
babies were crying the whole time.
Dude's 25, goes to a family activity with little kids and telling the little kids to not be there.
Hey, yo, stop crying, you over there. Put that pacifier in your mouth.
I'm going to end the draft strong. Can't believe it went this far. What is a fundamental part of Halloween? I'm going to go with costumes. Halloween
That's
costumes, looking up. Dude, that is the fundamental thing of Halloween.
That pick is under review.
What do you mean? That is literally...
Costumes?
Yeah, costumes.
I have Halloween party. You don't go to a Halloween party without costumes.
Okay, then if you have a Halloween drink, then you don't get drink. Or if you have Halloween... Like, what do you mean? No, you picked a Halloween party.
All right, costumes, I guess.
I take the whole thing of costuming in general part of Halloween.
All right, fine.
Get wrecked, scrub.
Yeah, come on, guy. Relax.
All right, that's it. So what's your 5?
My draft, very strong. Starting from number 5, we got costumes, fundamental start. Then we got Mischief Night, causing a little mischief. Then we got pumpkin carving. Great family activity, haunted houses, you want to get scared, you want to be with your friends, a great Friday, Saturday night activity in October. And then number 1 pick, fundamental Halloween thing, candy. That's a strong ass list right there.
It's all right. It's not great.
Strong ass list right there.
It's all right. All right, my number 5, hayride activity. Wait, can I redo that? I'm not adding fucking activity to it. Number 5. Hayride. Haunted hayride. Hayride with your girlfriend and go pick some pumpkins, pick some apples. That's a win-win. Number 4, ghosting or booing somebody. Sharing kindness. Maybe make a little bag of goodies with candy, perfume. Send it to your little crush. make her feel good. Number 3, Halloween movies. Come on. That's a top of the list. That's a great number 3 Halloween movies. Number 2, pumpkin spice. This one's for the ladies out there. And if you're a guy that likes pumpkin spice, all power to you. But I'm not that guy. You're that guy. And number 1, Halloween party. That's what everybody lives for in college.
It's a good number 1.
When you're an adult.
It's a good number 1.
The transition period from being a trick-or-treater to being a partier in the Halloween time is unmatched. A Halloween party is atop the list. Number one.
It's a good number one pick for sure. All right, we'll put them out. I got to put these polls out on Instagram. Make
sure
you're following us.
People are going to know what ghosting or booing is.
What?
We might have to put like a sentence on what that
is. Yeah, sure. But yeah, I'll put these polls over on Instagram, so make sure you're following us at Life's a Party Pod over there. We're definitely going to put these out on TikTok. These are probably great for TikTok. And then the people on TikTok will determine. They're going to be the real judges here and determine which list is better for sure.
We shall see.
But next thing we're going to do is the this or that Halloween questions. We got a bunch of questions here. We're just going to basically choose this or that.
Yeah, we've
see
touched,
which one
we,
better.
We've touched on some of these, but let's go into a little bit of some depth on these things.
Sure. First one, sour candy or chocolate candy?
I am not a chocolate guy.
I know you're not, yeah.
I like sour. I like the feeling that sour makes me feel. Sour candy all the way. I think chocolate's a little overrated. Especially just plain chocolate. Like just a plain Hershey bar. It always has to have something else in it for me. Like a Hershey almond bar or like a Snickers.
Like do you like crunch bars?
No, not really.
Like the nuts and stuff?
Or Twix. Like I'm not.
Oh, dude. Love a good Snickers, man.
Snickers is good. Snickers is top of the chocolate list.
Snickers is good.
Kit Kats, I was telling my girlfriend, I think they're a little overhyped.
I like them. I think they're properly rated.
I like the wafers, but the chocolate's a little overrated. But come on. Sour Patch Kids, Sour Patch Watermelon. Trolley gummy.
See, I'm gonna go with chocolate candy based on the fact that my favorite candy is Reese's cups. I do love Reese's.
You like the chocolate of a Reese's cup.
I like the whole thing. I think it is perfection. It is a perfect candy.
In a cup.
In a cup form.
Why do you think it has grooves on the end?
I don't know. I just like it.
Cupcake cup sort of thing.
Yo. Smart man over here. But yeah, I'm going to go chocolate just to be different here. Buy a costume or make a costume. It's a good one.
Well, here's the thing. All great Halloween costumes that you have seen or on Google, the ones who win the Halloween costume contest.
They're made.
Those are homemade.
Correct.
You're not going to win a Halloween costume or be out at a party and be like, hey, I love this costume. And you're wearing like a wiener, a hot dog onesie.
It's not going to be something you can find at Spirit Halloween. I'm going to tell you right that.
The best costumes are homemade, creative. That's the way to go in Halloween time.
So, talk about my cousin Ian a little bit. He listens to this show. This last week, we did the Dead Rockstars. He was Freddie Mercury. Good. And I'm telling you, that costume, simple as can be, but it was so well done. He ended up winning the costume contest. All it is jeans. A wife beater, like a white wife beater. He had like, he grew out his own mustache. And then he had like a wristband and or something on his arm, like an armband, like Freddie Mercury. Dude, Freddie Mercury's got an iconic look. It's not hard to duplicate.
Here's the key to have a good Halloween costume on a yearly basis. You pick something that you can't get at the Halloween Spirit Halloween store. That's where you start off.
It's just got to be niche a little bit.
Next, you pick either a character or a person that looks or share similar features to you.
Yeah, because that is a better key. It's better, yeah.
Like, I was Caillou 1 year. Like, we're not identical, but we can pass as brothers.
Ryan's like, I was the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I was.
That's dude it. Looks just like me.
But that's what I'm saying. Post Malone, maybe not, but even at that point, I was trying to grow out a mustache, which clearly didn't work. But I'm telling you, if you want to have a good Halloween costume, you're sitting there and like, man, how do I win a costume contest at parties? You pick something that's not going to be seen at Spirit Halloween. Yeah. You pick something that maybe looks or you share the same features as. That's how you win a contest.
I agree.
Next one is pumpkin spice or apple cider, Paul. We touched on pumpkin spice and I'm not a fan. Are you?
I'm not a pumpkin spice guy. I do like apple cider. I've been getting me into ciders in general a little bit more, like alcoholic ciders.
Have you been to that brewery around us? No free shout outs, Armageddon. It's a cider brewery. So yeah. All they have is cider.
Yeah.
And I love it. So good.
We haven't been there, but I've been there once. I think I was there once. Yeah, I'm down for stuff like that. And we're talking about breweries or what would that be called? A cidery?
I think it's just called a brewery.
No, cidery? It's definitely not.
All right, we'll go with cidery.
I mean, it sounds weird, but it works. But with those, like, being able to get flights at those types of places where you get to try, or like the winery, like, for example, the flights of wine. It's so much better.
Here's
you get
a problem,
to taste
though.
It all out.
I have a problem at chugging the flights.
You shouldn't like, be chugging the flights.
No, but they're so small that I can't contain myself or have any self.
The point is to taste the flight, get a sense of the flavor to see if you would like a larger glass.
I know.
It's
not I start
to
like
chug the little. It's not to chug it. That's not the point.
Yeah, but then I start sitting there and I start like getting antsy, and it's just like I can't just sit there and have the four flights there. Like, what do I do? Like,
you
just
drink them.
I know. I chug.
Relaxing.
Them.
You waft them. You get the taste.
I'm not wafting a fucking.
I mean,
cider.
If you got wine there, you got to spin the glass a little bit.
Winery is great, but yeah, I'm going apple cider as well. What's that drink that we like? Red's Wickets, I like. I drink them in the fall. I haven't had them in a while. Those are like Four Locos.
They were your Wicked Wednesday.
Yeah, that just shows what kind of problem I had in college. I would have Red's Wickets, which were like 8 or 10%. I think it was like 8%, like 11 of them every Wednesday. Not good. Not good in college. But I do like those ciders. I think Stella also has a cider that's really good. So Stella, I'm team cider, not pumpkin spice. Alien or Mummy, Paul? Which one are you going with?
I like aliens. I'm a vibe. It depends. The alien for me is a lot. It depends. You can go two ways. Some of the times the girls go like a cute, like flirty alien, or you can go like, I don't know. You can go like hardcore alien, but people don't usually go that far. They're not putting makeup on. They're not putting prosthetics on like their face or doing like crazy costumes. It's like on the cute spectrum. At least, you know, that's what I remember college. But the mummy, it's just super simple. You want to do something, you wear like white clothes, you do some toilet paper.
So how did that, so in Universal, they have the Ride of the Mummy, right?
Yeah.
Like how did that franchise do? Like did people
the
like
the first
that?
Time, the one with Brandon Fraser did really well.
Because you don't really see like mummy or people talk about mummies anymore.
They tried to revitalize that franchise. So
like there's always alien movies.
Well, they have the alien franchise, right? And then the alien concept, I think, is just larger. Because like mummy can kind of be put into like, so Universal has their classic monsters, which is like the mummy, werewolf, creature from the Black Lagoon, vampires, and like Dracula. So they have like their different category, or Frankenstein, for example, right? So you have like those, and they're like their classic monsters. So mummy kind of gets sucked up into the monster category.
So do you
category.
Think that aliens have more success more success than mummies because there's almost like that realistic aspect to aliens?
I mean, true, I guess. Yeah. It's a broader category.
Not to go down the alien route before we get to the next one, but don't you feel like there's more UFO sightings recently than there have been?
People
years?
Have said that. Not going to lie.
I feel like every time I go on Twitter, like at night, there's like some UFO sighting like recently. I don't know. Should be interesting. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole.
Halloween party or scary movie marathon? Do you want to go out or do you want to stay at home?
No brainer. Halloween party. Halloween parties are so fun.
They're the best, for sure.
Especially in college, too, when you just go out and everybody's just dressed up in different shit. Love Halloween parties.
So we're getting ready to go to Halloween in Hoboken.
Nice. I'll be in South Carolina in Halloween parties.
Yeah.
So we should have a lot to
true.
Touch on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be a good time. Last year, we didn't have the best time because we did. Because I love Halloween. And I love Halloween parties. And I like celebrating and going out. So we end up doing the... what's that called? Bar crawl. So we did like a bar crawl Halloween in Hoboken. And the problem is the Hoboken bar crawls, like the holiday ones, for example, you have like the Halloween one and then you have SantaCon. They've just gotten too crowded. Like there's just so many damn people.
Yeah.
So you can't do the crawl. Like you're waiting for like an hour to get into a bar. So it's like, why ever leave one bar to go into the next to just wait outside, especially in December when it's freezing. Last year for Halloween, it was raining. So I'm like, we sat outside for an hour in the rain. And there's no cover.
And with that, you have to think of your Halloween costume where it's like, yes, you want to have a good costume, but you also want to be comfortable.
You don't want to be freezing your ass off.
Like you don't want to be freezing your ass off. You don't want to have a giant costume where it's like bumping into people all the time or uncomfortable.
You shouldn't have
out.
An inflatable costume when you're in a bar. Or in the club. Like when you're like jumping, you don't want to be taking up six spots.
No.
For sure.
Next one is walkthrough attractions, Paul, or a haunted hayride?
I like the haunted walkthrough attractions. And I did one two weeks ago. And I like it because usually you're in a more confined space and you have those jump scares and you get to like go at your own pace. Where haunted hayride, for example, you can get the jump scare for sure, like people behind you. But it just doesn't feel as close, and it's not as scary.
No, I'm haunted hayride all the way.
Stupid.
If I go into an attraction, there's a chance that I'm going to be separated by the group, and I'm by myself. And we can't have that
happen. No, I like that, though.
No, we can't have that happen. So if I'm on the hayride with a group, at least we're going down together.
There are cool haunted attractions, like the one in Philly, for example. I forget what it's called, but it's the Asylum in Philly. Penhurst Asylum in Philly. That one, you can, like, the actors can touch you and stuff. Yeah. Where you have that...
like a glow stick?
You have a glow stick, like, around your neck, like a necklace.
Slammer.
And they can touch you. And I remember going a couple years back, and we had a friend. I wore one, and I had a friend who wore one. And I remember that when she was walking, they grabbed her and pulled her on, like, a different path. So, like, they took her from the group.
No shot.
That's, and then we saw her maybe like 10 minutes later.
No shot that happens.
So that's more fun for me. Like
I don't put myself in those situations.
But I did find out that the haunted attraction place that I went to, it's an old asylum, same idea. And we got out and there was a woman, like, she was like, oh, like, how scary was it? Did you have a really good time? Was there any, like, she gave us a survey. She was very nice.
I'd be like, oh. Get me the fuck out of here.
She was super nice.
I hate it here.
Did I have a good time? One.
And she was like, well, we do this. I didn't know this, but they do it year round. So they do it like during certain holidays. So they have a Valentine's Day one.
Oh,
they have a Christmas. They have like a Christmas haunted.
You love what you love for holiday. Just go. I was like, Valentine, dude, grab someone and pull them to another path entirely.
I was like, I love this. They just change the theme and they do different holidays and stuff. So I might go back for Christmas.
Well, good luck. You'll be on your own. All right, last one, number 9.
Candy corn or Tootsie Rolls?
This is the battle between losers.
this is what it is. I've always been an advocate for candy corn.
You are. Not only do you like candy corn, but you also try. It's almost like you're like a presidential election. Like you're going out there trying to get people on the candy corn
train. Because it's a vibe. It's so good.
Really not.
The problem is I could eat the whole damn bag. And then just keep, like, give me another bag. Like, I can eat it until I need to drop. I really like candy corn. It goes way too fast whenever I buy it. Yeah. And people don't put it out. The only difference is, too, it's one of those things where if you got, like, M&Ms or Skittles or whatever, like, you put your hand in the thing. So it can get dirty. But Tootsie Rolls, I do like.
Dude, you used to eat Tootsie Rolls all the time.
I know. I feel
like in high school, you would just bring Tootsie Rolls.
It's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
Pause the Tootsie Roll, man.
I did have one earlier. I found one in my pocket.
See, he just has them on him at all times.
I don't know. I don't remember having them.
Fix candy corn.
You're digging yourself a bigger grave. Just
you. I mean, they're both good here, guys.
I took my sock off. There was a fucking Tootsie Roll in it.
I hate it. They're both good. But candy corn, it's not like I can't eat candy corn in March. It's just not going to happen. No. It's a very seasonal candy.
Yeah. All right. That was our Halloween show. If you're going out for Halloween... Well, this is coming out the first, so hopefully you had a great Halloween weekend. Hopefully we have a good Halloween weekend. Stay safe out there. Eat a lot of candy. If you want to get some bitches, wear a referee outfit. If you want to start your own podcast, wear a Howard Stern podcast.
Yep. I mean, that's what we do. Make sure you're following us on all socials, at Life's a Party Pod. Give this video a big thumbs up or give us 5 stars over on any listening platform. We love you. Have a great weekend. See ya. As always.
Music, take us out.
Peace.
Later.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.